This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. O Lord, teach us to take your commandment of rest seriously, your commandment to have a Sabbath time, a time of renewal and recreation. A time of peace. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The artist Paul Gauguin once famously said, "I shut my eyes in order to see." Meaning, he shut out the rest of the world to come up with great ideas. We notice this when you ask somebody a question for which they really have to give a lot of thought. They might kind of go like this, close their eyes, look off in the distance, right? We all do that. In that moment, their brain is momentarily reducing visual input. Researchers found this back in the early 90s at Northwestern University, and they discovered that before any great idea, before any big epiphanies, aha moments, that the activity in the brain's visual area basically does shut down for a moment, just like Gauguin said. This is the moment right before that big solution comes, and aha, the lights come on, the synapses connect. I've been getting ready for VCC and also for Canoga, which will happen the week after VCC. That's a youth camp up in North Carolina where many of our youth will be going. And part of the preparation is getting these lights figured out. I found these really wonderful lights, and they're solar lights. And in order to prepare them, in order for them to shine, I had to expose them to light for a full 8 hours, and then lights. They had to rest in the light to shine, just like we do. The same researchers that I mentioned earlier said that if you want a healthy life, one of creativity and insight, get more rest, get more sleep. If you want to be healthy, have more insights, more inspiration, they didn't say it, but I say it, you take a Sabbath. Sounds like the exact definition of Sabbath to me. So this idea, all of these ideas of momentarily resting in the light, recharging, renewing, taking a time away from time, all is Sabbath. All is Sabbath. And in the Hebrew tradition, it's Shabbat. And as we heard in our first reading, it was given to us as one of the commandments for two reasons, for rest and for gratitude. So the rest part we get from God resting on the seventh day of creation. That was what God did. So we have that same commandment. When our work is complete, we are to rest. And then this gratitude for the Hebrew people would have been gratitude that they were released from slavery in Egypt, and they were to remember that. So too for us, rest and gratitude. It's a commandment, and one that we kind of ignore frequently and think that it's okay, that maybe it's just not as important as the other commandments. Nowhere does it say that it's any less important. Our 21st century mode of living makes it pretty difficult to find this rest regularly, and maybe even gratitude, to take the time to really give thanks, it seems. We're constantly plugged in, constantly have those screens in front of our faces, all of us now, pretty much, or thinking that we need to be working all the time. We need to be producing something or we're not good enough. I'm reminded of a story when I was teaching here in the school, and I taught sacred studies for preschoolers through eighth grade. And at the beginning of every class, there's an area in the front of the Sacred Studies room, if you've seen it, and we would have meditation chairs in a circle. And we would take a few moments, even the three-year-olds, for silence. And yes, they did it. Even the eighth graders did it. And we would sit for a few moments in silence, and then, to increase our emotional intelligence, we would check in with one another on a scale of 1 to 10, saying how we were feeling that day. Now, we didn't have to go into detail of why we were feeling a certain way, but we would say we were one of the numbers between 1 and 10. And the idea, and the way I taught them, is that if somebody said they were a 2 that day, or somebody said they were a 10, to just be aware of the person that's a 2, that you don't have any idea what's going on in their life, cut them a little slack that day. Well, we were doing this exercise and doing the check-in 1 to 10, and this little first grade boy raises his hand, and he says, "Mrs. Tobias, when are we going to start? When are we going to start class?" He reflected our society. And I used it as a teachable moment, saying to him that taking the time for silence and taking the time for listening to one another could be the most important lesson that he would learn. He did reflect our society, this need to always be busy. And speaking for myself here, I still struggle with that, just like most of us, I think. And not only do I struggle with that, but sometimes, and maybe some of you do this too, I take on burdens that aren't really mine to take on. Like 3 o'clock in the morning burdens, maybe, when the monkey mind going and going and going. And I was reminded of this and how helpful our psalm for today has been in my life, and especially one verse. And this one verse, "I eased his shoulder from the burden. His hands were set free from bearing the load. You called on me in trouble and I saved you." I'd like you to notice that it doesn't say, "I removed the burden from his shoulder." It doesn't say, "I removed the load from his hands." It says, "I moved the shoulder from the burden." Meaning, that burden is still there, perhaps, but it isn't his to carry. Big difference, right? When you say it that way. And it helped me to realize that I needed to trust the grace of God in certain situations, especially intense situations, so that I knew God's grace is sufficient. And we can rest in that light and be renewed. And the light shines from the darkness. Aha. Jesus tried to teach the Pharisees about this Sabbath idea, about pausing, about noticing God, about nourishing ourselves. And as a Jew, he would have grown up with this Shabbat, and he would have known the purity code, as it was called, which was long, long lists of what they could do and what they couldn't do on the Sabbath day. And we have a few of those that carry over today, right? The post office is closed. Most banks are closed. A lot of stores are closed. Some of us come to church. That's a carryover from those days and the purity codes. Well, in the story from today's gospel, the Pharisees, with all good intention, mind you, had allowed the rules to rule them instead of the way that it was meant to be. And this angered Jesus, and it grieved him that they didn't understand the real purpose. So he declared that the Sabbath was made for humans. Humans weren't made for the Sabbath. It was not to be an idol, but it was to be used to renew ourselves in Christ. His disciples were not doing work. They were hungry. Nourishing our bodies is certainly part of the Sabbath day of rest. So what happens when we rest? When we are intentional about taking that day, that Sabbath day, or a Sabbath walk, or a Sabbath hour, or Sabbath time with friends and family to recreate, to renew, we increase our creativity, our intuition, and our pure instinct. And now science backs this up as well. I ran across a story about a physician who recalls it when he was in medical school, and it was so intense with very, very little sleep, and they were expected to come to the hospital and work with patients, that he found that when he didn't have a lot of sleep, that he would order all these tests to diagnose the patient. But that when he was rested and could take the time, his instinct was clearer. His mind was clearer. He could draw on his knowledge and his experience and his expertise and then order a diagnostic test to corroborate what he thought the problem was. Big difference. Now, you might be there thinking, yeah, but you don't know what my life is like. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know how I'm grieving. You don't know the struggles that I have seen and the struggles that I am going through. You don't know how lonely I am. And to this I say, the poet Hafiz gives us wisdom. Don't surrender your loneliness so quickly. Let it cut more deep. Let it ferment and season you as few human or even divine ingredients can. Something missing in my heart tonight has made my eyes so soft, my voice so tender, my need of God absolutely clear. There's comfort there. My need for God absolutely clear. So of course Jesus healed the man on the Sabbath. Of course he let his followers pick the grain and be fed, like David had back in the day. And of course he was angered and saddened by the hardness of their hearts in not seeing the need of their fellow man, open to compassion and rest, the real meaning of Sabbath. We are blessed this day to gather on the Sabbath. You know, there's some parts of the world where you can't do this, where you could be killed for doing this, and I give thanks that we can gather on this Sabbath day, and especially today, we're honoring rest now. We're honoring teachers that now can rest a little bit, maybe, for the summer. We're honoring people who this year have retired, and if that's a whole new normal of rest. We're honoring those with new licenses to drive, and we are honoring graduates, those who have graduated from school after doing the work that they needed to do. So I would like to propose that we take this graduation idea and that we use it as a symbol to graduate into an awareness of the importance and the need for Sabbath, and to honor that. In closing, I'd like you to imagine with me a scene that Frederick Buechner described. And if you are comfortable closing your eyes, imagine you're in a very peaceful room, and you're thinking about creation. You think of God resting after the creation was finally all created. You imagine the deep hush of it, like the hush of a peaceful lake. You think of the new creation itself resting. The deer lies gently in the shade. The heron settles down on a branch by the pond. You think of God blessing this one day of the seven, finishing his work and making it holy. You realize the room is quiet. You're not sleepy or energetic. For the moment, there's nowhere else you'd rather go, no one else you'd rather be. You feel at home in your body. You feel at peace in your mind. For no particular reason, the palms of your hands come together and your eyes are closed. sometimes it is only when you happen to taste a crumb of this peace of Christ, that you dimly realize what it is that you're so hungry for, you can hardly bear it. End quote. May you be inspired to honor the Sabbath and keep it holy consistently and allow God's peace to fill you and renew you. Amen.
Amen.